Dear future one, carrier of a lineage that I currently feed deep courage and love into protecting and healing, I write to you in a grave moment in human history. Our people have transgressed an embarrassing amount. So much destruction to life and human dignity everywhere. And yet chaos and destruction always lead to richer soil and new life. And then the consciousness that is evolving in this moment, dear descendant, is unlike any stream of light this world has ever known, and in response to a darkness unlike this world has ever known. I pray that you read this letter in a beautiful meadow, surrounded by wildflowers, a shire your great-grandfather always dreamed of, sipping on a cup of freshly picked mint tea in the way of your Moroccan ancestors, grown in a soil tended in balance, tended in reverence. I hope that the salmon have found their way home and people have found belonging in their bodies and the land they inhabit, returning to a right relationship resembling the sweet communion between a flower and a honeybee. Oceans are no longer filled with plastic, concepts of economic growth and consumerism and other anthropocentric bullshit are no longer relevant. You, dear one, live as part of a village of initiated elders, and they guide you into listening to the depths of the inner soul's chambers, and of course, the greater soul all around you. The trauma I carry in my body, I hope, inherited from so many of your ancestors, no longer finds home in your liberated body. No longer finds home in your liberated body. Every day for you, I pray, is another magical dance between all the elements. And you, my dear, acknowledge the magic your ancestors and their allied kin had to create to throw the corrupted ring of capitalism, colonialism, white supremacy into a lava strong enough to dissolve even the subtleties. So those two no longer live in your body. So those two no longer live in your body.